Shoftim Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav. So Tzilelefonis, Mrs. Manoach, has had a visitation from an angel, and he has told her that she is going to conceive, although she is barren, and a very special baby boy will be born who has to be a Nazir from the womb and onward for his entire life. And although the Malach did not say the phrase in the report we had in the previous Pasuk for his entire life, it just said Min HaBotan. Now she goes to tell her husband. Vatavoha isha vatomer li isha lemor. And so the woman came, and she told her husband, isha with the mapik hey, ha ish shela, her man, her husband, saying, ish ho elokim bo elai. Now the question is, does this mean she didn't perceive, or does this mean she is softening the blow for her husband because she knows how to talk to him? But she says, a man of God came to me. A messenger of God, perhaps a Navi, a holy man. She does not say it was a Malach. So many of the Rishonim say that she herself did not realize that it was necessarily a Malach. The Malbim says, Ki hoysa misupekes imhu isho Malach. She wasn't certain. So she went with Isho Elokim rather than to assume she had seen a Malach. As we will see, the idea of seeing a Malach was a very frightening thing for many Jewish people. This is a creature of pure spirituality and maybe an omen of what's going to happen in your life. Manoach is going to be very worried. But a man of God came to me, Umar Ehu Kamare Malach Elokim no Rama Od. And this is the tzad to say she had a very good idea of who he was, because she said his appearance was like the appearance of an angel of Hashem. Nora me'od, very fearsome, very frightening, and full of yira. So that is a hint that perhaps she realized quite well that this was a malach. And velo she'iltihu emi zehu, and I didn't ask him where he came from. That shemo lo higidli, and he did not tell me his name. So she's giving Manoach a lot of information because she knows exactly what kind of questions he's going to ask. And so she says that I don't know who he was or where he came from, but he came to me with a tremendously fearsome visage. Zion Bayomer Li, and he said to me, Hinoch HaRav Yoladet Bein. Hinoch, now you are going to conceive and you will have a son. That, say the Mefarshim, the word Hinoch, now that we saw in Pasuk Hey and again now in Pasuk Zion, shows us that a lot of the restrictions would fall away once the baby was born. Now, while you are pregnant, you have to stay away from everything that a Nazir stays away from. But later, once the child is separated from your body, then you can return to your normal ways. And she continues what the Malach told her. And now, al tishti yayin v'sheichor, do not drink wine or strong alcohol, the al tochli kol tuma, and don't eat anything impure, anything usher to a nazir. Ki nazir elokim yihyeh hana'ar min habetan ad yom moso, because a nazir of God, this young man will be from the womb until the day he dies. Now that shows that she has changed some parts of the message a little bit. First of all, she didn't mention anything about him not getting a haircut. She didn't mention anything about cutting hair. Some say, the Ma'am Lois brings down, that this is because she had a moment of involuntary nevuah and realized that someday his hair would be cut. So she didn't mention that because, in fact, that's one that he's going to violate when Delilah has her way with him. The Malach, on the other hand, once he mentioned the razor, did not say ad yom moso, because the Malach also knew that someday he was going to have a haircut. So the Malach didn't mention until the day of his death, and she didn't mention the razor, and both of them had the same kavana, which is that someday he would get a haircut, even though he's not supposed to. She also mentioned the word ad yom moso as a way of getting, according to the Malbim, what he had mentioned, which is that Manoach might try to get the vow nullified. And so by saying ad yom moso, she is telling her husband, don't you try to nullify this vow. This vow is permanent, and he has to be a Nazir all of his life. There is no power to annul it. It's a divine decree. So you are stuck with this. Now, the other thing that she mentioned to him was things that would impact him. So, for example, if she can't have wine, there's going to be no wine at the supper table. So the man Lois brings down from other sources that she was telling him only the stuff that would impact him. Shimshon not getting a haircut would have no impact on him whatsoever. So she would have plenty of time to tell him about that later. But anything that is going to impact him right away, as in we're not drinking wine or having a schnapps for a while, if you want Kiddush Club, you have to go by yourself because I can't come. So all of these are things that she told him now. Manoach's reaction is not only to be tremendously impressed with this news, but at the same time, to want to be part of it somehow. And so Manoach is going to have a reaction that is perhaps indicative of the fact that his wife accepted it all immediately and was ready for everything, and Manoach has to hear it himself from the Malach's own mouth.